B'tochen for Life, Shiur number 334, Wednesday, Parshas Shmini. We are explaining the importance of maintaining feelings of chayrus, feelings of freedom, after the Yom Tov of Pesach. And our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on feeling real chayrus. And that's why Pesach is the foundation of Yiddishkeit, because Pesach ingrains in us the emunah, ingrains in us the freedom of only being meshubed, only being bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no one else that we have to answer up to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that dictates our life. Now the obvious question is, how does a person maintain these feelings of chayrus? And the truth is, we get this question many times. People feel that although they understand B'tochen and they're working on B'tochen, they feel like they're getting weak. They feel like B'tochen's becoming a little superfluous. How does a person advance constantly in B'tochen? And the answer is, number one, there are no tricks. B'tochen is like everything else in life. If it comes quickly, it goes quickly. A person has to realize that B'tochen is something that takes constant work, constant effort. It's not necessarily difficult, but it takes effort. And as we mentioned many times, B'tochen is easier than any other area in Avodas Hashem. And B'tochen has the most benefit than any other area in Avodas Hashem, because as the Vilna Gaon says, all mitzvahs are included in the mitzvah of B'tochen. So when a person puts a little bit of effort into B'tochen, he will advance in all areas of Avodas Hashem. But how does a person maintain those feelings? How do we constantly live a life of chayrus, a life of freedom, of being meshubed to the people in the street, to the boss, to the doctor, etc.? And the answer lies in the Yom Tov of Pesach itself. If the purpose of the Yom Tov of Pesach is to internalize the emunah of Klal Yisrael, then if we focus and we understand what we did on that Yom Tov, we will be able to understand how we can do it throughout the year. And the Sfarim teach us that the word Pesach is an abbreviation of the words Pesach, which means a person speaks with his mouth. That means the essence of the Yom Tov of Pesach is utilizing your power of speech. You want to internalize the emunah? You want to live with freedom throughout the year? You have to use your mouth. Just as we did on Leil Pesach, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, talking. Talking has a tremendous power to change a person's attitude, to change a person's focus in life. When a person speaks positive words, he feels positive. When a person is constantly talking negative, he feels negative. You control your feelings and your emotions simply with your power of speech. That's what we see in the Yom Tov of Pesach. So you want to know how to maintain the levels of B'tochen? It's in your hand. It's based on your power of speech. If a person utilizes his power of speech to internalize emunah and B'tochen, he will live his entire life with freedom and with simcha. If a person speaks words that are the opposite of emunah and B'tochen, he will not. We will, Amir Tz Hashem, continue elaborating on this discussion.